Space pressed. Stop button Alt plus S.
Hello, guys. Well, I am back again on December 22nd. It is still the same day. I'm not going to give the whole date because I did that a few hours ago. I am back to bring you something very, very special. Something that is from the Library of Congress, and it is called Bard Express. Now, Bard Express is a book program, and it allows you to navigate and download books. Now, you don't have to even go to the Bard website anymore. The first thing you do is you install the program. That's number one. If you have a Bard account, you can use this program. If you don't, you're out of luck. It's going to keep asking you for the username and password and all that stuff. So, here I go. I am going to cover, anyway, Bard Express. Oh, by the way, you know, a few people were asking me about my SM player. I forgot to tell you all the controls. I'm not going to do that, but I'll just say 0 raises the volume and number 9 lowers the volume. It's 0 and 9 control the volume, and the play I think is control plus L. I forget because I have to go into the Alt menu, and I don't have time for that right now. But, anyway, let's get right to it. Let's go to the desktop and bring up Bard Express. So here we go.
Desktop list. Audio and conversion tools 9 of 15. Audio
now,
and conversion tools
I have 15 items here. I'm going to hit letter B for Bard Express.
B, Bobby 12 of 15.
No, that's my username.
B, Bard Express 4 of 15. Login in, edit read only, select and login in, login successful, welcome to Bard, press tab and shift tab to move bookshelf, control B button.
Okay, now, just to give you a little bit of information on this program, it's brand new, I think it was just released today, but I'm not sure, but, this program, the bookshelf, if you didn't want to manually do anything, the books actually go into My Documents. It's /users/bobby/my-documents. And I'm going to tab around here and see what we have.
Wishlist, control W button.
We have wishlist is control W. See the keystrokes are right there as you're pressing the tab key.
Recently added books and magazines, control R button.
Recently added books and magazines.
Most popular books, control D button.
Most popular books.
Browse by subject, control J button.
Browse by subject.
Browse by series, control G button.
Browse by series.
Browse magazines, control I button.
Browse magazines.
Search barred, control S button.
Search barred.
Preferences, control P button.
Now let's go to the preferences menu.
Preferences, press F1 for help edit read only. Selected preferences.
Okay, here we are. We're in the preferences menu right now.
Cartridge copy mode grouping. Allow multiple books on cartridges and devices. Radio button checked.
Okay, we're going to leave all this alone. These are some of the defaults that are here.
Display mode grouping. Advanced mode. Checkboxes are displayed so that multiple items can be operated on at once. Radio button checked.
I'm going to let you hear the other option, but by default, the other option is selected. I did have to configure this a little bit.
Standard mode. Only one item at a time can be selected to copy, delete, download, etc. Radio button checked. Advanced mode. Checkboxes
okay.
Are displayed so that multiple
Wait.
Items... Standard mode. Only one item at a time can be selected to copy, delete, download, etc. Radio button checked.
Okay, that is the default. I don't want that. I want the other one, which is this one.
Advanced mode. Checkboxes are displayed so that multiple items can be operated on at once. Radio button checked.
Advanced mode. That is what I want, and I'm going to keep tabbing around.
Result message display time grouping. This setting controls how long informational messages are displayed when you browse and search for books. Tab once, then down arrow to set this slider to a larger value to give your screen reader more time to read the message. Edit multi-line read only. Selected. This setting controls how long informational messages are displayed.
Leave all that alone.
5 seconds delay. Bookshelf directory, leave blank for the default. C. Users body documents, barred bookshelf, edit read only. Select and bookshelf directory, leave blank for the default. C. Users body documents, barred bookshelf.
Okay, so, we can create a directory or we can leave well enough alone. I am going to create a directory, but I'm not going to do it right now because I'm in the middle of showing you this wonderful new program that the Library for the Blind has provided for us.
You can enter a custom bookshelf directory name here, edit, blank.
No. Let's tab.
Choose a different directory button.
The phone's ringing. I can't do anything about that now. Anyway, let's tab again.
New directory location in Windows Explorer button.
Okay, let's tab again.
Back to main menu button.
Back to main menu.
Preferences. Press F1 for help, edit read only. Select and preferences.
We're back around to preferences. Anyway, I hate when I get a phone call when I'm actually doing a podcast. I should have taken the phone off the hook. But, let's just get back to what I was talking about Bard Express, and there's really not much to this program. Now, whether I want to download a book or not, do you think we should? Yeah, maybe I will before I end this podcast. Anyway, here I go.
Cartridge copy mode grouping. Allow multiple books on. Display mode grouping. Advanced mode. Checkboxes are displayed so that multiple items can be operated on at once. Radio button check. Virtual recorder dialog.
Okay, I don't want to stop recording. I want to go back to the Bard Express application.
Desktop list. Bard Express 4 and 5.
Bard,
sorry, login in. Edit read only. Select and login in. Login successful. Welcome to Bard. Press Tab and Shift Tab to move from main menu. Bookshelf. Control B button.
Okay, in order to download a book, I think that's going to be a little time consuming. I'm still thinking here. Let me see.
Wishlist. Control W button. Recently added books and magazines. Control R button.
You know what? Let's hit enter on this and see all the recently added. I want to show you that there is a link to download the book.
Another pane. Loading recently added books and magazines. Edit read only. Select and loading recently added books and magazines. Loading recently added books and recently added books and magazines. Recently added books and magazines. Press F1 for help list. The New York Times Book Review, December 18, 2016. Checkbox selected, not checked. Narrator: Gary Tells / Mary Kane. Reading time: 4 hours, 17 minutes, 1 and 51.
Okay, now I want to show you. I'm going to check this box, this one box here.
Case checked. Add to wishlist button alt plus W.
There's an add to wishlist.
Download button alt plus D.
And there is a download button. I am going to show you that we can actually download this book. I'm going to show that to you, but that might be a little time consuming. But I could talk to you. I don't know how to do this. I'm using virtual recorder. Maybe I could talk to you a little bit while the book is downloading. I don't want to leave you at silence, but let's see what else is in this menu.
Book details button alt plus B.
Book details.
Sort order button alt plus S.
Sort order.
Back to main menu button.
Back to main menu.
Recently added books and magazines. Press F1 for help, edit read only. Select time range combo box 10 days collapsed sets hub. Subject filter button. Next page button alt plus N. Showing item 1 to 50. Recently added book. Add to wishlist button alt plus N. Download button alt plus D.
Okay, let's download this book. I'm going to hit enter on this. And you watch. And you will see how easy this is to use. I'm going to hit enter on download.
Download. There is now one item downloading. Edit multi-line read only. Select and there is now one item downloading. Recently added books and magazines. Recently added books and magazines. Press F1 for help.
I'm just going to let
York
this
Times
go.
December 18, 2016. Checkbox selected, not checked. Narrator: Gary Tells / Mary Kane. Reading time: 4 hours, 17 minutes, 1 and 51.
It's going to download. I can just give you the progress bar. I don't have really much to say here. Let's get a little off topic. NOS has really, really come a long way. I'm telling you. I mean, it's
50%.
So unbelievable that I am just shocked that NOS has come this far into doing such great work for us blind people. Let's talk about the past while we're waiting for this to download. I know you'd rather hear me. It's giving the progress bar, so hopefully this will finish, and I'll be able to show you what we can do when, as soon as it's downloaded.
33%.
It should give you the option to copy to card. Just let's
43%.
This go. Anyway, it's moving. The progress bars are moving.
53%.
But I remember way back when we had these old big fat green tape recorders
63%.
And green and yellow, and we had the floppy records and
73%.
Now we are downloading NLS books through our PCs. And by the way, I should tell the library
83%.
Not to send me the cartridges, because this is the way to go, man. This is just great. I mean,
93%.
I'll just let this progress bar go. And
downloads are complete. Downloads are complete and it reads only. Selected downloads are complete.
Okay,
recent
the download
books and magazines, press F1 for help list. The New York Times Book Review, December 18, 2016. Checkbox selected, not checked. Narrator, Gary Tells / Mary Kane. Reading time, 4 hours, 17 minutes.
Let me pause that, actually. And
book details button Alt plus B. Sort order button Alt plus S. Back to main menu button.
Okay, well, let's go back to the main menu.
Space, pressed, recently added books and magazines, Control R button. Most popular recent wish bookshelf, Control B button.
Let's go to the bookshelf and see if it gives the option. It says it should give the option to copy this to SD. I want to just see, or copy it to any media that's plugged into your computer. I don't have anything plugged in here, so I can't really demonstrate that right now. But I'll do what I can.
Bookshelf organized by type list. All books and magazines. Count. 1, 1, and 5.
Okay. There's one thing on this,
All books and magazine. Audiobooks. Count. 0, 2, and 5. All books and magazines. Count. 1, 1, and 5.
Okay.
Back to main menu. Bookshelf. Press F1 for help. Edit 3. Organized by. Bookshelf organized by type. Back to main menu button.
I'm looking for, I don't know whether you press enter on this, forgive me, I'm working on it.
Bookshelf, press F1 for help, edit read only, selected bookshelf.
Okay, let's...
Organized by, combo box type collapse changes organization method, bookshelf organized by type list, up back to main menu, but bookshelf, press F1 for help, edit read only, bookshelf. Bookshelf, bookshelf unselected. Bookshelf. Organized by, combo box type collapse changes or subject. Author. Subtype.
You know what? Let me get out of this program and give this a shot. The option to copy to card isn't coming up, and I don't know, or copy to cartridge, because I had it. It was working before. Now, let me just try this again, and once we do that, I will end the podcast. So, let's do this again.
Virtual recorder dialog.
Okay, let's go.
Desktop list. Bard Express 4 and 15.
Let's go back to Bard Express.
Logging in, edit read only, selected logging in, login successful, welcome to Bard, press tab and shift tab to bookshelf, control B button, wishlist, control W button, recent with bookshelf, manage devices button, bookshelf, control,
I'm gonna go to the bookshelf,
bookshelf organized by type list, all books and magazines, count, 1, 1, and 5, bookshelf, all books and magazines, one item, press F1 for help list, the New York Times Book Review, December,
aha, you have to press enter, twice. Now I see what I did wrong.
Book details button Alt plus B. Sort order button Alt plus S. Back to bookshelf button. Bookshelf. All books and magazines. Bookshelf. All books and magazines. One item. Press F1 for help list. The New York Times Book Review. December 18, 2016. Checkbox selected. Not checked. Narrator. Gary Tells / Mary Kane. Status. Not read. Downloaded. 12/22/2016/746:56 p.m. Reading type.
Maybe I have to check this box.
Case. Checked. Copy to cartridge button
Alt
plus
D. Aha! There we go!
Delete button Alt plus D.
There's a delete button.
Book details button Alt plus D.
There's book details.
Mark as read button Alt plus
D. Mark as read.
Mark as unread button Alt plus
D. Mark as unread.
Sort order button Alt plus D.
Sort order.
Back to bookshelf button.
Back to bookshelf.
Bookshelf. All books and magazines. Bookshelf. Off copy to cartridge button Alt plus D.
There is the option to copy to the cartridge. Okay! Well, how did I hope you enjoyed my podcast, my latest one, 2 in 1 day. I can't believe I did that. 2 podcasts in 1 day, which I haven't done that in a long time. There's Bard Express. I got that done today. And I also did a podcast on the SM Player. So any of those podcasts, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to just say I'll never forget the old days when we had, of course, the big green beige tape recorders, and we used to have to get the cassettes in the mail. And I'll never also forget, I'll never, when we had the record players with the turntables and junk. Oh my God, those are the big old days when we had to wait and wait for our books. We have come a really long way. We don't have to wait for anything. But I'm going to wrap this up once again. Email bvinton@optonline.net. And Skype name is cdburnerman44. That's cdburnerman44. This is Bobby Vinton signing off. I shall see you in the next tutorial. And I don't know when I will see you, but I'll say this once again. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year if I don't get on here. And I don't think I plan to, because I don't have any materials that I want to cover. But maybe I'll sneak on here on New Year's and do a special or something. We'll see. This is Bobby Vinton signing off. Bye, guys.